something with it, I guess. The one problem with a cell phone, like a smartphone, is that you just decide your date. I don't do stuff with it.
Yes, and then it becomes a habit.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'll be the same way. Although at the moment I only have a dumb phone.
Yep. That's what my friend Sarah called. I think she still might only have a dumb phone. She made a conscious choice.
Good for her. It's just, how I feel is that the iPhone will have so many apps that will be useful to me. Like the GPS and the light detector and the color identifier and the scanning app. And so, if it didn't have those, I wouldn't get one.
The best scanning app out there now is very expensive.
I know. KNFB reader.
It really is amazingly awesome.
Yes, it is. Oh, Lord save me. I'm not looking forward to learning how to use the iPhone.
It won't take long as you practice it every day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Paul's problem is that he has an iPhone and he got it last Christmas. But days on end, he just doesn't feel the need to use it.
And then he forgets, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And this would be like with any piece of technology. This is how he is now. He's really reluctant to move ahead of technology.
Well, he's been that way for a long time, though.
Yeah.
I remember the first time he had to learn Lotus Notes at work. I went to try to help him.
I guess that was a... I don't even know what that was. It doesn't exist anymore.
No. It was, kind of a mixed bag of things. It was like a spreadsheet, an email client, a word processor, database... I'll never forget the first time I sent an email, it was to your Aunt Debbie.
Huh? That's funny.
And then I got one back and I was so excited.
Did you say, "Hi Debbie, it's not Paul, it's Shannon"?
Well, she knew I was helping Paul out, so, and trying to learn Lotus Notes so I could teach him and... So I said something like, "Hi, this is a test. I'm just trying out this email client and seeing if it works." Hey, Dad.
You got a little ways to walk because I don't know where the